The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, Monday, and we made it through the weekend. So we can come back to Monday and rest. Is the 19th of May, 2025. 7:05 in the morning, my friends, and the weather is always brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, Caring Compassion Community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. David, did we survive?
We made it.
We made it.
Rodeo week, the weekend.
Parade. Rodeo church.
I didn't know I was going to see you in the parade.
Huh?
I didn't know I was going to see you in the parade. I was just out there filming.
It wasn't well publicized that we were the Grand Marshals. You know, we don't, I'm not going to go on here and say, yeah, hey, we're the Grand Marshals.
Is it because you're not the Yellow Gang? Yellow Group?
They asked us to be the Grand Marshals.
Nice.
So, I mean, it was really an honor. We thank them very, very much. Got to ride in the 1922 Stutz Bearcat. And, you know, the best thing about it is, I mean, you know, there were a lot of people out there. Is when you get back, because you're right at the front of the parade, and they drop us off right where the parade begins. And we hop out and grab a little of the old yellow from the Asphalt Cowboys. It's an orange juice drink. And get to watch the whole parade as it, you know, unfolds right there. It's a good spot, right where it's beginning. Things well organized. And like I said, we were very honored to be the Grand Marshals. Yeah. And you got I think you even got video.
I did.
You were surprised, though.
I was surprised. I saw that nice car coming up. Oh, look who it is. These guys looking good in there.
Hey, I can just tell you, everybody, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Redding and Shasta County and the other counties around here for supporting the Redding Rodeo. And I'm telling you what, Wednesday, Thursday were just full. And you know what? Frankly, since Friday and Saturday, and by the way, Saturday, if you ever want to see, I'm trying to even think of what the word is. You talk about a bunch of happy people. Anyway, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Friday and Saturday were just packed. Wednesday and Thursday was totally full, but Friday and Saturday it was like packed. And yet, you know, I mean, there's seats, everybody's in their seats, and if they weren't in their seats, they're over in the cantina area. There's probably constantly 200 people over in the cantina area, on the north end of the rodeo arena. And I talked to, get this, I talked to one of the security guys on Saturday, and I was there because I was running back and forth behind the chutes and with getting things done. And he said, yeah, we were here at 1 o'clock last night, and that would have been Friday. I said, oh, yeah? He goes, yeah, you know, we come in on security for the cantina. And I said, how was it? And he goes, not one incident. In the cantina area there. I mean, you're talking a lot of people probably stuffed in there, dancing and drinking and all this. And under the arena in that walkway, going from as you come in and you walk under the arena in that big walkway there and some vendors and stuff to the cantina area to the other in the north end. I mean, it was raucous in there. And I mean, you were seeing everything. Not everything, you know what I mean.
Cowboy code.
Well, some of these, I saw a lot, maybe not quite the whole cowboy code, but I don't know, cowboy code had anything about, you know, slamming beers down, but nobody was angry, and everybody was having a great time, and that's what it's about, is to have a great time, watch a great event, and, for people that saw Josh, Josh is a bullfighter. Got got stepped on hard, and then he got hooked. And they opened him up a little bit, and so he went down to the hospital, and he got stitched up, and but he was there the next night, not fighting or not working, but he was there, but he's fine. In fact, Josh is the young man, the bullfighter we had on our show, you know, last week. Remember the bullfighter coming in? That was Josh. And fine young man. He's from around here. But I tell you what, it's been rough on bullfighters lately. They down in Clovis, they got two of them. Blew out an ACL, and the other guy just got thumped really well. Doing their job, protecting the riders when they come off and making sure that bull doesn't get to them. So when they do that, it's by throwing themselves in front of them, and that's what Josh did. And that bull, if you didn't see it, I think it's probably on YouTube or someplace. It could even be on Facebook. I know it's on the Cowboy Channel because that's where, you know, I saw it there. And that bull turned around and he pushed the rider out of the way, and that bull hit him, got him on the ground and stomped all over him, and luckily did not hit him square, but he got him a few times. Then turned him and whacked him with his horn. That's what, that was, but he got up. And he walked out, with a little help, walked out of the arena. And this is where the Justin Sports Medicine, we're going to have Dr. Chang, I believe his name is. He's a local ortho guy. Great guy. He's been doing this for like 20 years, volunteering for, the Justin Sports Medicine. We're going to have him on very soon, as soon as I can get some openings here, and have him talk about what Justin Sports Medicine Trailer does, keeping these cowboys ready. And, you know, if they come off and they've pulled something or something like this, that they can, you know, start helping them right then. The other thing was on Saturday, we had a couple bareback bronc riders got hung up at the airport and were coming up here. And if you notice that we started like 3-4 minutes late and we were waiting for them. And to come in, and they were racing up, I'm not sure from where. I don't know, Sacramento or somewhere in there. And the Redding Police Department headed south, caught them in Orland, and gave them a police escort up the I-5 at speeds exceeding 80 miles an hour, you might say, and got him in here. And here comes that young man. He comes running in with his gear, and he's taping in. People are taping him up so he could get in and ride. It was funny, and it was also kind of cool. Hey, thank you, Redding Police Department. And they were there, by the way, in full force, Redding Police. So. And yet, I talked to one of them, and this was early on, and they said, yeah, we've had, you know, just only two incidents, a couple fights. So, because people come there to have a great time, but some people should never drink. Ever. And we're, oh, Rodeo Church. My gosh. It was like the fifth night of rodeo. The place was packed. And, I mean, when you see things like this, with Mr. Pierce, I think it's Todd Pierce, I think it's his name. I mean, the place is packed. And, you know, and by the way, the vendors were still there for that night. And they're probably pretty glad they did to have that much, have that many people showing up. And this is for, in case you've seen Rodeo Church. Yeah, seven churches right here in Redding got together. We'll try and find the names of them and all that, but it, you know, Risen King and others, and Bethel got involved in it too. So, and it was purely non-denominational, and it was this man talking about how working with this horse, and he takes a young horse that's been halter broke, but it's never had a saddle on, and by the end of the hour, he's got the saddle on and he's riding him around the corral. And it isn't the whole arena. They put a much smaller corral out there so he can work with the animal. But it looks like everybody had just, the place was full. And so, good job. I imagine he'll come back next year. And by next year, maybe we'll have more bleachers, or we'll find more ways of doing, if it's just more and more people. I don't know. Bring in chairs and all those kind of things. Okay, we got to take a break, but the week was great. Redding, be proud of yourselves. Redding, Shasta County, Anderson, Red Bluff, be very proud of yourselves. Y'all did a great job. You had a good time. It was, people were having a wonderful time out there. Huge thanks to Redding Rodeo Association and Ted Bambino and the whole crew there, and then the Asphalt Cowboys for all the stuff they were doing. Kurt Hoyer is now going to be the new top puncher out there. So, two groups that really, really support Redding. And you know what, Redding? You really support them. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Goldleaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself. But the truth is, we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now, all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers, such as azaleas and camellias, and many other sun-blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Goldleaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Goldleaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
I'm Dr. Lauren Strickland, and I'm honored to bring world-class breast cancer care right here to Redding at Valor Oncology. With expertise in advanced surgical techniques, including skin-sparing and nipple-sparing mastectomies, oncoplastic surgery, and hidden scar techniques, I focus on achieving the best possible medical and cosmetic outcomes for my patients. I also specialize in benign and malignant disorders of the breast and high-risk screening and genetic counseling, helping women to make informed decisions about their health. At Valor Oncology, you won't see a rotating door of doctors. You'll see the same expert team who truly knows your history and walks with you through every step of your journey. Your care is personal to us because we are part of this community just like you. If you or a loved one needs breast cancer treatment, ask your doctor to refer you to Valor Oncology because you deserve the best. Call 530-900-4000 or visit valor.org to schedule a consultation. Valor Oncology, rooted in Redding, focused on you.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale, featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m., and the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And on the line is Anne Marie with our community calendar, brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance Services, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane, right here in Reading. And call them at 530-224-2345. Anne Marie, did you survive the week?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
I'm not sure. Well, I'm not sure I did. That's why I asked. You know, I'm standing here, but I'm looking to making sure everything's still here with me.
Well, you sound like you did. So
yeah.
Today, anyway. Monday, May 19th, is National May Ray Day. That's May as in the month of May, Ray Day. Encouraging everyone to get outside, enjoy the sunshine while soaking up some vitamin D. Tomorrow, May 20th, is National Rescue Dog Day. Thursday, May 22nd, is National Maritime Day. And that's honoring our America's Merchant Marines. This Friday, May 23rd, is National Poppy Day. This day was started by the American Legion family asking Congress to designate the Friday before Memorial Day as Poppy Day. The red poppy is recognized as the symbol of sacrifice honoring our fallen. And if you go to any Memorial Day ceremony, chances are you will see people wearing a red poppy. Shasta County Special Olympics is doing their summer sports registration this month for golf and softball. Deadline to register is May 31st. For more information, visit sonc.org. There is still time to check out the spring plant sale going on now through May 31st. At Turtle Bay Gardens Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive in Reading. Open Wednesday through Saturdays, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And right now, there is a 20 to 30% off sale going on. I picked up a few plants last week, and staff there was super helpful. Thank you, Kelly Williams, for all your expertise. For more information, visit turtlebaynursery.org. Have you heard about the Shasta Bike Month and Challenge going on all month long till May 31st? You can sign up and learn more information at ShastaBikeChallenge.org. There is also a calendar of events, and everyone is welcome from beginners to more experienced cyclists. On Tuesday, look for the Veterans Connect program at the Reading Library from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. This is a great opportunity for California veterans and their families to learn more about local resources, programs, and benefits they have earned through their military service, including but not limited to housing needs, medical care, and other resources. Veterans Connect at the Reading Library is a weekly outreach that takes place on Tuesdays. The library is located at 1100 Parkview Avenue in Reading. Preston Sharp is looking for volunteers to help place flags and red carnations on Wednesday, May 21st, starting at 3:30 p.m. at Igo Cemetery, located at 11800 Gas Point Road. In addition, Preston will also need volunteers May 28th, next Wednesday, to pick up the flags and flowers. For more information, check out Preston Sharp on Facebook. This week, you can catch The Music Man, presented by RPAC Theater Academy at 3274 Bocelli Lane in Reading. The performance will run May 22nd through May 31st. There are evening performances and matinee, depending on what day you choose. For ticket information, visit readingpac.com. The 84th Happy Valley Strawberry Festival will take place Saturday, May 24th and Sunday, May 25th, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at West Valley High School at Happy Valley Road and Gas Point Road. There will also be a Happy Valley 4-H pancake breakfast for $10 on Saturday at 7 a.m. and Sunday at 8 a.m. Admission to the Strawberry Festival is free, and so is parking. Highlights include a car show, food, drinks, live entertainment, arts and crafts, and of course, lots of strawberries. For more information, visit happyvalleystrawberryfestival.com. This weekend, check out the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair starting on Saturday, May 24th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. and back again on Sunday till 5 p.m. At 1890 Brick Street in Anderson, the Shasta District Fairgrounds. This two-day event will feature vendors with one-of-a-kind merchandise, face painting, games, a juggling show, a Viking ship, and much, much more. Single-day admission is $15 for adults. Youth 11 to 17 is $13. And kiddos 10 and under are free with paying adult fare. For more information, visit Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on Facebook. If you haven't checked out this year's Glowing Wild event at Turtle Bay, you still have time. The event is open on select nights through June 8th from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m., and they have different displays this year from last year. This year, they have a nautical under-the-sea theme, with fun bubbles that go up in one area. And they have animals from all around the world represented. There are also illuminated pathways, glowing swings, and so much more. For more information on Glowing Wild and Illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge at Turtle Bay in Reading, visit glowingwild.org. And that is just a quick sample of events coming up this week. I'm Anne Marie with your community calendar. Till next time, everyone.
You know, Anne Marie, you do such a great job.
Thank you, sir.
I know you, I know you spent a lot of time on this. You know, that Memorial Day, a week from today, it's going to be a big thing.
Correct.
Out there. It's, and I'll be talking about it this week, but there's also another one down at the, Civic Auditorium on the, I think on the 30th, yeah, that it's down at the Grove down there, that they do the, that they're going to do the, another, Memorial Day celebration too. So we've got a couple going here in town. So, but.
Right, multiple events. Mm-hmm.
You're so good.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
I would tell you it takes me about 3 hours
to
do every single community calendar.
And that's not, you know what, and you don't even, you know, I'll sit there, she missed this one, and on other ones I'll go, I never even heard of that one. And a lot of things cycle through here. For, between Linda and I, we, you know, we get a lot of stuff that flows through here, and I'm saying, where did that come from? The Renaissance Fair. Are you going to go to the Renaissance Fair?
I'm not going to go. My daughter went last year, and she had so much fun.
Well, you know what, if you want to have a turkey leg, walk around with the turkey leg with a helmet with horns on your head. You know, this is a great place to go to. Okay there, young lady. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Coach. kindly. I will see you guys next week.
You bet. Thank you. That was Anne Marie with our community calendar brought to you by Siskiyou Insurance. Locally owned, locally operated. They've been around since the early 90s also. Any type of insurance, business, home, personal, manufacturers, doctor's offices, all that kind of stuff. They do all that. You can reach them at 530-224-2345, located at 857 Mistletoe Lane. And we'll be right back.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
Dignity Health and Redding West Rotary present the 18th Annual Taste of Redding 2025, Sunday, June 8th from noon until 4 at the Redding City Hall Sculpture Park. Chefs are preparing their finest foods for you to sample with great wines and microbrews, plus live entertainment on three stages. Get your tickets for food and drink sampling in advance at tasteofredding.org.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Step into a world of adventure at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair on May 24th and 25th. The Anderson Fairgrounds transforms into a realm of knights, jesters, and magic. Watch thrilling armored combat. Enjoy lively Celtic and folk music. Feast like royalty and shop handcrafted treasures from artisans far and wide. Tickets are just $15 for adults, $13 for youth, $11 to $17, and kids 10 and under. Get them free. Get yours now at Eventbrite and Skip the Lines, proudly sponsored by Shasta Stalls, your local consignment gift shop featuring unique finds, handcrafted goods, and arts and craft classes at 2185 North Street in Anderson, and Redding Anime, your hub for anime, gaming, and pop culture in the North State, and Creature Comforts, the rock and roll barbershop at 2181 North Street in Anderson, where you can get a fresh cut and enjoy a free beer while you wait. Don't miss out on the magic. Join us May 24th and 25th at the Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Hoorah!
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating in there.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
I should have been a cowboy.
Not that one. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. Yeah, I was going to play Should Have Been a Cowboy. You know, Toby Keith. don't know who that was.
Quick draw.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I know. I just came in with 10 seconds ago. Hey, can we do Should Have Been Cowboy for all the riders there at the rodeo? Anyway, hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Nobody knows more than about repairing windshields than Jeff Wurst, local guy. Locally owned, locally operated business. You've been in the business about 30 years. This guy is the windshield whisperer. That's right. Whether it's a small chip or a crack up to 2 feet in length, Jeff can fix it. Car, truck, SUV, or RV with the big windows. Brings them into a climate-controlled area. Puts his special type of mixture on it. And he guarantees that he fixed a crack on the Red Rover, 17 years ago. And he still couldn't see it at the end. So this is the man. This is the specialist. If you want a free inspection and analysis of that chip or crack, go down to 3208 South Market Street or give Jeff a call at 530-241-8373 for an appointment today. Locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. Now, I forgot to do the weather, and you didn't say anything, buddy. You're here to protect me.
I thought you said sunny. No?
I was just traveling on. It's Monday. Remember, I have to be retrained.
It's been two
days. Hey, it says red flag warning. I'm not sure why that is, because today's sunny with a high near 85, but they could get wind gusts up to 20 miles per hour, so it could be a wind warning there. Tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday are going to be, and Sunday, going to be beautiful, as was our weekend this weekend. And they're going to be in the high 80s, low 90s. In the evenings in the, mid to high 50s. And so it's going to be beautiful. The big thing difference between us and places like Phoenix that have, you know, when they get up to 90 degrees and at night it's 80 degrees. And you don't get a chance, or it gets up to 110 and it doesn't go down. Here, we drop 30 degrees at night, give you a chance to recover. And the weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, a locally owned, locally operated company, a veteran-owned business, again, out of Anderson, that takes really good care of their people. They've been around 30 years, since a third generation of the Kenny family. It's going to be, you know, it's running this. Discounts for seniors and veterans and much, much more. That's Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. And against my better judgment, good morning, Nick.
Well, good morning, Carl. Listen, I wanted to touch on the protest over at the Ninja Gym by the No Wayne's. I just think that was dirty pull and hitting underneath the belt, in my opinion. And Shasta Anon has a new video out on the No Wayne's, and it pretty much tells you their whole life story. And I just urge everybody to go to ShastaAnon.com.
Where do they get their information from? Because I saw one or two of them people send me, you know, because I don't actively look at, you know, things like that. But where do they get all their information from? They've got, like, childhood pictures. How do they do that?
Boy, I'll tell you, I don't know. Maybe it's Leonard Modi and all his connections through the police department and everything.
Oh,
I agree.
You know what? You know, don't even say stuff like that. It's not even that. Because, anyway, well, you know what? Here's the thing, Nick. Whether you like it or not, when you're in public servant, people have rights. And they don't, I don't think picketing businesses is a good idea. Because there's kids in there, you know, kids go in there and there's picking, as long as they don't mess with people, but, you know, it's, are they or are they not messing with people as they're going into the business? That's just wrong. But they have more than right. They come out here and pick it out in front of the, station here when, Kevin's on.
I never heard of that.
Oh, they were here at, Congressman LaMoffitt. It was just a one-person picket line, but still, frankly, I was a little embarrassed. There was only one of them. I thought they were picketing me, but they weren't. And I said, oh, okay, well, maybe next time you get a few more, we'll have coffee, maybe some donuts for you. Because you know what? I am all for people doing things like this. Nick, That's what our country's about. If you don't like something, you can protest it, and you don't have to worry about getting arrested and taken off the streets. This is, you know, that's America.
Well, I think it's low blow to do it something like that at somebody's private business because you're not happy with the political climate.
Well, there's plenty of other places they can protest. I mean, hell, they've been protesting, and both sides have been protesting at the Board of Supervisors meetings for years.
No, we haven't.
That's not true. Don't even say that. I remember, I know your memory stops, you know, 6 months ago, but I remember when COVID started, there were signs all over the Board of Supervisors, people screaming and yelling, calling for blood in the streets. I remember that. Don't say that didn't happen.
They're long gone. You don't see any of them at the meetings anymore.
Really?
Name them. Name who was
involved. I'm not going to name them right now. But you know who the leaders were back then.
Yeah.
In fact, Nick, this is cool. I ran into one of those. I mean, the guy. I mean, he's a very well known back then. I ran into him at the rodeo. And we had a nice chat. And he's really pulled back from everything. And,
well,
running his businesses and all that. I mean,
the people that are protesting, that are standing up for Clint Curtis, were not involved with the recall of Leonard Mody. It's a whole different group of people, say one or
two. Okay. I'm just saying is that there was, you remember back in 2020? I mean, it was crazy in there.
Maybe you should check your memory for 6 months ago. Better yet, you could go to the meetings and pick out who was there and who
wasn't. Why would I do that? Why would I go there and spend 12 hours of my very, very valuable time?
Yeah, you could be out there petting your horse.
You know what? It's a good thing I went out there yesterday, because I was thinking she was about ready to forget who I was. Yeah, I've been gone for so much. Anyway. Okay, what are you having on your show?
Say what?
Who you have on your show?
It's just going to be Doug and I from now on. There's not going to be any clips. We're just going to discuss things.
Is it this Sunday?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, you were going to pre-record, but you're not doing that now, right?
Well, yes. Doug was going to be out of town, and he lined it up, and then he called and said plans have changed, so we'll be there live Sunday morning, and we'll be discussing the things that are going on. Maybe I'll play that Shasta Anon clip, the whole thing.
No, thanks. That'll be scintillating. That'll keep everybody's attention. All right, Nick, thanks a lot.
I encourage people to go to it, ShastaAnon.com, the Nguyen's.
Out here.
Bye.
Bye. Okay. Gosh, so many things going on here. Where's my notes? Okay, I talked about the rodeo and the parade and the rodeo church. I tell you what, go to Facebook. I know you don't like Facebook, but if you know somebody that has Facebook, go out and take a look at this. The stands, it was like Friday or Saturday night at the rodeo. That's how many people were there. Now, you know why the Rodeo Association was really happy that they wanted to do that? Because they came in Sunday and cleaned up the whole arena and the whole area to get ready for this. Otherwise, we'd all been out there picking up stuff. And then they cleaned up afterwards. So that's cool. Plus the fact that you have that many people. To have that many people there, I knew there'd be several thousand. Because you get seven churches and their congregations and all this. You know there's going to be several thousand. I didn't think there'd be 6,000 or 7,000, though. Okay. Let me see. Amazon. And we're going to talk about this as soon as we get back from this break. Amazon is buying parts of Stillwater. Yeah, good news. We got a few other things talking about, too. Is where do you get a free American flag for Memorial Day? We'll be right back.
I should have been a cowboy. I should have learned to rope and ride. Wearing my six.
We We've got you covered. At Shasta Community Health Center, we offer this free service to our community. Our enrollment counselors can assist you with new applications, renewals, troubleshooting, and answering your questions about covered California plans or Medi-Cal, also known as Medicaid or Partnership Health Plan. We're here to help you make the best choice for you and your family. Call our outreach and enrollment team at 530-229-5117 to get help today. Shasta Community Health Center, because SCHC cares.
Experience Glowing Wild, an illuminated wildlife lantern festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
I should have been a cowboy.
Yeah, there you go.
I should have learned to rodeo ride.
Yeah, I know rodeo was last week, my friends, but you know what? I'm still having overspray from rodeo. We've been so immersed in that, you know, starting with the Red Bluff Roundup until this. I can't turn loose of it. Nah. So
I'd be wearing a cowboy hat if these headphones would fit over it.
So would I. Oh, which reminds me, a huge apology to our audience. Huge, huge, huge. And this is from David and I. It wasn't David's fault. And I guess, I'm not sure it was my fault, but it was. Friday we did a remote, and it was horrible. Horrible. I was reaching through the microphone trying to choke David. And, no, it wasn't that bad.
I was getting a baseball bat ready.
Yeah, and, but what it was. It was the same equipment we've always used. Everything was exactly the same. Nothing changed except our cell phone and our hotspot. And the bandwidth couldn't keep up with the bandwidth. Now I'm talking to another radio station right next to us using exactly the same equipment, software, everything. They were not having a problem because they were using another telephone. And I just went off on it Friday, but probably nobody heard it. But I've been having problems. You know, I switched from Verizon to another carrier, AT&T. And they ain't going to last long. But I just want to make, I just apologize. We've been doing this for years down there. Never had a problem. So, anyway, my apologies. And just for that, I'm going to give away $20 in Black Bear Diner Bucks to the first person who calls 530-605-4567. $20 Black Bear Diner Bucks. Use them anytime up to December 31st, 2025. But if you like to go out, take your family, take your girlfriend, just you go out and pig out. I don't care. And just give us a call, 530-605-4567. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All your insurance and financial needs under one roof. She's been... What was that?
Oops, that was a drum roll.
Okay, drum roll.
When we get a winner.
Oh, we have a winner?
Oh, no, when we get the caller.
Hey, nobody's called?
Whoa,
this is free money. Come on. Okay, yep, they're calling again. My friends, I have never failed to give away money. Anyway, Maxwell Insurance and Financial, been helping people since 1993. That's Judy Maxwell. What a fine lady she is and what a great company she's built. And if you're looking for a free review and evaluation of your retirement plans, your 401ks, how about your insurance? There's two separate divisions. So, I mean, you can come in there and say, hey, I'd like to look at what's going on in my retirement plan with all the stuff that's going on out there. But I'd also take a look at, oh, I don't know, my medical insurance. What about my homeowner's insurance? Well, you can get them all done in one stop at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. We do business with Judy Maxwell, and we're real happy there. Give her a call, 530-221-0441, Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Okay. Amazon is looking like it's ready to purchase land to build a distribution center in Redding Stillwater Park. City Council, tomorrow, will consider approving a purchase and sale agreement with Amazon.com Service LLC for 34 acres in the city-owned park. I'm getting this right straight from Dave Benda. And it's going to be northeast of the Redding Regional Airport. They're going to buy lot 11B for approximately $2.5 million. And they're going to build a 95,000-square-foot distribution plant that will serve Redding and surrounding communities. That's what the staff report says. Okay, you know, it's not going to be built tomorrow. But when they sign all the paperwork, due diligence, and all those kind of things, and as Rebecca Baer said, that we are eager to see what their plans are for the site and look forward to working with them on securing more jobs. Now, here's the thing. There's going to be some well-paying jobs out there. And once you get that one Amazon in there, there's going to be a couple others looking at places to put other warehousing, you know, national-level warehousing and all that in there. So, Stillwater it's taken a while, but it's starting to come together. Okay. Dolores, good morning. Hello, Dolores, are you on?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Carl.
She won the Black Bear Diner Bug.
Oh, is that what it is? Dolores, you won the Black Bear Diner Bug. Yay!
I didn't know that.
You know what? You're not a big person, Dolores. You got to take four or five other people with you and eat off the same plate. So,
you know, thank you. You know, I just might give them to somebody who actually needs some out there, some homeless or somebody. I might do that.
No, do not give them to a homeless person. Do not do that. Take the homeless person down. Dolores, don't do that. Don't find somebody that's laying on the street. Drag them down there. Here's your Black Bear by $900.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm going to give them to somebody today who comes in with me. You know, we'll go together.
Take somebody to breakfast.
Yeah, I am.
Was there anything else?
No, I just want to say, you know, thank you for you saying what you said a couple minutes ago regarding, you know, that people have rights and people forget when you try to silence somebody else's rights, you're actually silencing your own rights.
Yeah.
And you know, it's pretty sad that we're coming up, you know, we're trying to take everybody's rights in, and just because we don't like something, and you know, we get up, we go to these meetings and we get, say the pledge and everything, and we forget the words that come out of our mouth, justice for all.
Yep.
And it doesn't say for one, it says for all, and that's what, you know, it's becoming really pretty bad there. But, you know, they also trying to promote Clint Curtis, but they forget to also to put the truth out there that he's a Democrat. I have no problem with a Democrat. My best friend is a Democrat for 40 years. But, you know, he's also messed up the Black Lives Matter. You know, they forget all that information, you know. So I think if you're going to say the truth, say it. But, you know, be fair and not just being one-sided.
There's two sides to every story. Right. Well, really, there's three or four sides.
Absolutely, just like a marriage, you know. There's two sides of those.
Oh, no. Wait a minute. I will disagree with you on that one there. Uh-huh.
Okay.
There's one and a half sides in marriage.
Well,
and we all know who's the one and a half. So, anyway,
well,
okay, Dolores, thanks.
Thank you.
Use those Black Bear Diner bucks in fun.
Okay. Sounds good.
Thank you. All right, so what else do I have? Joe Biden, aggressive prostate cancer. This is the President of the United States, and they didn't see it? It's been, 4 months since Trump took over? I mean, he's got doctors following him around. Well, first of all, trying to find Joe Biden in the White House might have been a little hard because, you know, he probably wandered to places and Jill's out there, Where's Joe? But, from the way I see it, and colon cancer, you know, you get those colonoscopies and you can't help but believe is that the President of the United States has some of the best medical care in the world, that all of a sudden it showed up now. That must be one hell of a kind of prostate cancer. Or he had had it before, and it was just kind of like kept under the, under the surface there. I don't know. But anyway, here's what I do want to say is I hope he gets this well. They're saying it could be treated. It's a certain kind of prostate cancer that can be treated, and that his chances of recovery are good. And let's hope so. We don't want anything bad to happen to anybody. Okay, what else do we have here? Oh, Ace Hardware. Ace Hardware is giving away, Ace Hardware is giving away American flags for Memorial Day. All right, it's going to happen May 24th. May 24th, your local Ace Hardware, according to this article, is going to give away American flags between May 24th. It starts at 11 a.m., my friends. There's only a million or so they're giving away. And that means throughout the country. So I would get down there if you want a free flag, May 24th at your local Ace Hardware store at 11 o'clock, because it goes from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. on the 24th. And I'll mention it a couple other times, too. Let's see what else we have here. We've also got the, I don't know. I got enough time for this. Kentucky Derby. It's still going on here, it seems like. It seems like the jockey that rode the champ in there, Sovereignty, to victory. He used his crop 8 times. And he got fined $62,000 and a 2-day suspension for striking Sovereignty 8 times. Which is 2 times more than they can. And then now here's the big brouhaha going on, is saying this is for safety and also to get the horses' attention. And you got both sides going crazy over this. We'll talk, you know, if we get a chance later on this week, talk about it. We will, because the crops have changed. They're lightweight, they're padded and all this. And we'll go into the controversy when we have a little more time. I shouldn't even brought it up. Should have brought it up tomorrow. Anyway, got to run. When we come back, we've got Shasta County citizens advocating respect.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. A potential Ukraine ceasefire is the topic as President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin speak by phone. The call now underway. Following this phone call, Mr. Trump will speak by phone with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. President Trump is urging all congressional Republicans to support a bill, a so-called Big Beautiful Bill, delivering on his campaign promises ranging from tax relief to border security.
The White House is cranking up the pressure on GOP lawmakers to put aside their differences.
It's essential that every Republican in the House and the Senate unites behind President Trump.
However, serious disagreements remain. Fiscal conservatives want deeper spending cuts. Moderates want to protect Medicaid coverage. In addition to extending tax cuts, the bill also proposes big spending increases for border security and defense. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Authorities are working to confirm whether the person who died in Saturday's California fertility clinic bombing is a suspect in the attack.
The FBI believes a 25-year-old man was responsible for the explosion that ripped through the clinic in Palm Springs, California, east of L.A. Guy Edward Bartkus of 29 Palms, California, was identified by the FBI as the suspect. The bombing injured four people and shattered windows of nearby buildings. The suspect's writings, which authorities describe as nihilistic, include comments that people should not be allowed to continue to procreate. The explosion gutted the American Reproductive Center's clinic, damaging the office space, but not the stored embryos. George Williams reporting.
President Trump and the First Lady say they are saddened to learn of former President Biden's prostate cancer diagnosis. Mr. Trump writing on Truth Social, "We wish Joe a fast and successful recovery." On Wall Street, the Dow down 45 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Officials of the United Kingdom and the European Union have been meeting in London for their first official summit since Brexit.
It's nearly 9 years since Britain voted to leave the EU, causing bad feeling on both sides. But now both the Labour government and Brussels are keen on patching things up, especially in the light of President Trump's unpredictability. So expect some progress on trade, agriculture and travel, and on a formal security partnership. But despite the likely warm words, the relationship will remain distant, given Labour's red lines on not rejoining the EU single market or customs union, and the Europeans' continuing view that Brexit's principally Britain's problem, not theirs.
And that's the BBC's Rob Watson. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is acknowledging that his decision to resume limited aid to Gaza came as a result of pressure from some of Israel's allies. Townhall.com. The latest images from the Webb Space Telescope are offering a breathtaking display above Jupiter.
On Earth, perhaps our most spectacular celestial sights are the Northern Lights. Now imagine that on Jupiter, a planet some 1,300 times the size of Earth. Images from the James Webb Space Telescope reveal dazzling auroras on Jupiter. Scientists say are hundreds of times brighter than those we see in our atmosphere. Webb's previously captured the auroras glowing around Neptune. Ben Thomas, Washington.
More severe storms may be rolling across the central U.S. this week, following weather-related deaths of more than two dozen people. Kentucky and Missouri have been especially hard hit by severe weather, including tornadoes.
Commuters are rejoicing. New Jersey transit trains resume operations first thing tomorrow morning. Engineers ending their three-day strike. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. Broadcasting from the KCNR studio, sponsored by Wind River Resort and Casino. Now, here is Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and am I on? Good morning. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is the 19th of May. Rodeo week is over. Rodeo church is over. We all survived. 8:05 in the morning, and news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. David's at the helm. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning.
And it's which days?
Well, we got National Roadie Day. You know, these are the guys behind the scenes, setting up the stages, turning on the mics, stuff like that.
Not just guys, it's girls.
And gals.
Thank you. They did a roadie. Yeah, she did all their lighting for them. And
making sure all the M&Ms are the right color.
I'm not sure if she did that, but I know she did all the lighting for this. It was a touring of, rock and roll history bands. There's like five of them. And so she did all the lighting for them. Then she went on to do all the show lighting for Disneyland. She was pretty talented. Yeah. Anyway, what else? That's it. It's got to be something else.
It's also
National Rodent Appreciation
May
Day.
Ray Day.
Oh, yeah. Now, that's what Anne-Marie said. Now, here's the thing. Go out and catch some rays. Here's the other thing. What they neglected to tell you is put SPF 50 on you before you go out there and get those rays. They just punched a hole in my ear to take a look at something there that, you know, looked a little different. I'm sure sometime this year they'll tell me what it is. But slather yourself. Slather yourself with sun protection. Ointment. Today, sunny with a high near 86. And we're going to have gust of wind as high as 20 miles per hour today and tonight. So there's a wind advisory out. And then the rest of the week, my friends, is going to be just beautiful. The highest temperature looks like 92 on Wednesday. Everything else is going to be in the high 80s and the lows at night and mid-50s to the high 50s. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. The weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane out of Anderson, a family-owned business. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. I've been in the business 30 years, three generations of the Kenny family running that. Down in Anderson at Shasta Gas Propane. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. You're locally owned, locally operated, a veteran-owned business. And by the way, Chuck Kenny is going to be the MC for the Memorial Day ceremony they're going to have out at IGO a week from today. We'll talk more about that. But I am here.
Good
with
morning.
Susan Wilson. And Marilyn Troggett. And Miriam. Oh, Miriam's not here.
Miriam, I think there must have
deported?
Been.
Deported?
No, not deported. I think she has a project kidding. This week, and it's just killing kidding. Her for her time.
So. Okay. All right. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Okay. What are we talking about today? Even though you sent me an email, I'll just let you set it up.
Well, Marilyn is headed back to Africa, and she has this major project that she's been doing in Africa, and she does it from here as well. So I wanted Marilyn to talk about that, and I wanted Miriam to talk about the taste of Africa that she's having. Is it this coming weekend. And Marilyn probably knows more about that than I do because I just got back from 8 days in Canada.
What is that? Were you moving there?
Never know.
Or are you moving to escape prosecution, you know, and that you're going then from Canada to Africa? Hey, David, what's that young man's name, the dancer? Do you have that?
Fiola.
Oh, Damiola.
Damiola.
And he will be a Taste of Africa.
Yeah.
He's a storyteller as well.
Is that right?
He just did a thing. There was a multicultural event on this past Saturday of Central Valley High School.
He was at the rodeo, too.
And he performed at that.
Yeah.
Did a storytelling thing with native instruments from his country. It was very cool.
He's from Nigeria.
Yeah.
I've never seen him without a smile on his face.
Yeah.
Seems like a pretty nice young man.
Yeah.
And high energy.
Okay. So, Marilyn.
Yes.
What's going on down there?
Okay. Well, all right. I have a nonprofit, as you know, called One Future at a Time. And what I do is I work in South Africa, where I started, also Uganda, Rwanda, and Liberia, and we give people access to health care and education that would otherwise be unavailable or unaffordable. And so there's all kinds of projects. I've got kids on scholarships. I've been doing this since 2011 officially as a nonprofit, but for 4 years before that, before I registered as a nonprofit. So it's been 20 years now since I've been going to Africa, actually. And have graduated people from trade schools, doctors, nurses, accountants, teachers, IT specialists. I have a young man in Rwanda studying IT right now at a university, and kids in high school, primary school. And then we also deal with healthcare, and we've been doing a lot of healthcare stuff in Liberia. Just had a little baby, was referred to me at 1 month old with both feet, club feet, and we got his feet straightened out. And with a baby that young, the bones are so soft still, so it's easy to make that kind of correction. We've done this with older kids, too, but with this baby, it was just remarkable. And one of the interesting things, though, is when a baby there in the interior of the country, which is pretty much in the boonies, is born with a birth defect, the baby and the parents are considered witches. So there's a stigma along with having a baby born with a deformity. And so to be able to take your baby back home without a deformity, it's not only something the baby will never remember, that it would have been crippled for life, but the stigma is lifted on the family, and that has lifetime impact. We had a baby, another little baby.
Can I make a statement here?
Please do.
I love what you're doing.
Thank you.
I mean, it's out of your heart. But you have a society in 2025 that thinks if a child has a birth defect that they're witches?
This is in the interior of the eighth poorest country in the world. So they don't get a lot of outside input.
And they don't get a lot of education.
That's that as well.
You know. I mean, they don't read newspapers. They don't have internet. They don't have access to that information that changes their culture.
Yeah.
So there's nobody in that government of South Africa.
Well, this is Liberia. No, this is Liberia.
Okay, Liberia.
It's a big difference, actually.
Yeah, there is. Okay.
Okay.
However, I mean, can people be killed because they're witches? Are they just shunned?
Oh, no, they can
They can be killed.
Yeah. So you got a kid with a birth defect, so you go out and kill the parents and the child.
Well, nobody's killing them. They just shun them in that country.
I have heard of
in another country, if a baby's first teeth, normally when your teeth come in, the bottom teeth come in first. If the top teeth come in first, they kill the baby.
Really?
I heard that. In some remote tribe, I think it was in Tanzania.
Well, you know what?
It's crazy. What we think it's crazy.
Maybe the money we shovel into these countries ought to be used for things like common sense that help these people understand that.
Now that you mentioned it, that's one of the things that we wanted to bring up.
Yeah. Well, here's a project based exactly on what you're saying, Carl. In Liberia, there have been a preponderance of referrals to me, to my organization, to help pay for surgery on little boys, from babies to 6 years old, 8 years old, whatever, to do surgery on. It's a birth defect, and it's a kind of a goes together. Inguinal hernia, and an inguinal hernia is where the area where your leg meets your torso,
mm-hmm.
and an umbilical hernia where I've seen pictures of kids, the belly buttons look the size of golf balls.
Yeah.
And a hydrocele, which is a fluid-filled sac in the scrotum that, I mean, we had a little boy who was like practically hanging down halfway to his knees. I don't know how these kids could put pants on. It's that story of you keep pulling people out of the river and eventually somebody goes upstream and says, forget this, let's see who's throwing them in. So my I call him my deputy angel in Liberia, the person who gives me referrals and manages the cases that get referred to me over there. Let's do a project to find out the cause of this. So like what you were saying is why, I mean, we don't hear of hardly any babies like this. Why are babies being born with this defect? And I'm not seeing girls referred, but boys are. Obviously for hydroceles it wouldn't be for a girl, but the other hernias could be for a girl. And the research that we found says that this is caused by premature births or very low birth weight babies, because the membranes that hold everything in your torso have not had time to mesh.
Mm-hmm.
And so the kids are born with these hernias.
Mm-hmm.
And why would there be so many babies born with low birth weight or premature? That's malnutrition, most likely. Uh-huh. So then what we're trying to do is look for a grant, and it would only cost about $2,000, to get a grant to study the dietary habits of the pregnant women in the interior of the country in like five different villages, and then do some intervention on educating them, just like you said, educating them on nutrition, prenatal care, nutrition. How can they prevent low birth weight and premature births?
Feed them.
Yeah, feed them what, though?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we just wanted to do some research on the cause and develop an intervention for that. So I totally agree. What you said is pretty profound in many situations. I'm just giving you this one example.
Well, I'm here with Susan Wilson and Marilyn Schroggett.
Yes.
And we're talking about, Marilyn's she's been working in Africa and helping people there for decades and getting ready to go back again. And, there's so many questions about, how much help and do they get the help? That's the big thing, but we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, and let's talk about the Get Care Now. Get Care Now is for non-life-threatening emergencies that you go into the emergency room for. Get Care Now, you can reserve an ER treatment time. A lot of times people go in there and they're coughing. I mean, you're not bleeding out. It's nothing real serious. But you need to get down there. Well, you can wait from the comfort of your own home, get down there on an agreed time, and be seen. Now, when you go to ShastaRegional.com and it says Get Care Now and you sign up, they're going to send you back a couple questions just to make sure that it isn't life-threatening. They'll ask you some questions, pressure in your chest, those kind of things. And if it is, then they're going to set you up a time. You can head on down to the emergency room. Instead of waiting, just go from your home to the emergency room and be seen. That's only at Shasta Regional Medical Center. Again, go to ShastaRegional.com and click on Get Care Now. And we'll be right back with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect.
I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Save 20 to 30% off all plants at Turtle Bay's 33rd Annual Spring Plant Sale. Featuring heirloom vegetables, hard-to-find perennials, shrubs, California natives, and more. The nursery specializes in drought-tolerant plants that thrive in Redding's climate. The members-only sale will take place on Friday, April 4th, 4 to 7 p.m. And the public sale will be held on Saturday, April 5th, 9 to 3 p.m. at 1100 Arboretum Drive. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Welcome back. I find you. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. It is a Monday, the 19th of May, 8:22 in the morning. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Our phone line's here at 530-605-4567. And I'm here with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. And I'd like to have a little respect here. Susan Wilson.
Yes.
Who gives me none. And
not true,
Marilyn
not true.
Trogett, who I respect, as I do Susan, of course. Marilyn spent a lot of time of her life in Africa helping people. And having been in Africa a few times, that ain't always easy. I was telling them a story, you know, when I was in, we rolled into Somalia, mm-hmm. you know, during those days, and things that we were seeing out there. It was mm-hmm. unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and part of this, you know, I was just whining, or not whining, but I was just bitching about, you know, why are we going, why can't perfectly healthy people dig their own wells? I mean, they know they need water. And it shovels. Why can't they do that? And instead, you've got churches and NGOs and all that doing it. But that time I was telling you about in Somalia, I realized, you know, for that was somewhat different. Those people were starving. You know, when you get into your hierarchy of mm-hmm. needs, the only thing you can do is you want to feed yourself and feed your kids. Mm-hmm. And Adid and other warlords had starved them to that point where they didn't have enough food to go beyond just that basic. Mm-hmm. And because you don't want them to be better fed, because then they're going to rebel. Mm-hmm. So you keep them at that level. And, you know, telling that story about that water and the donkey and their water supply mm-hmm. and all that. There are times that helping people is right. it's also times when we can't just throw billions of dollars into programs that don't have results. Mm-hmm. So anyway, that's just my thought. Okay, let's go on with yours. You're helping children that are born with birth defects.
Well, that's just one thing.
Yeah.
But what you said, I have to agree with you. And this is kind of funny. When I first started coming on your program, the first time it's like, oh my gosh, what's going to happen here? We're going to get into an argument about something. We've never had an argument about anything because we end up agreeing on so many things. And so it was very easy after a very short time to throw out any labels and just have a good conversation with you.
Well,
and I respect you for that.
Well, I respect you too, Marilyn and Susan, for that. And that's the way it should be with all of us. You know, I mean, I know that Susan is so far leaning left, she's about falling over. And I'm very much middle of the road. Almost things. No, I'm just kidding here. But the thing is that we should be, as a society, be able to discuss things, and we don't always agree, but be able to take away something. I'm sorry. You know, when people complain, oh, they're picketing. I don't care if they picket. That's your right. I spent a long time of my life making sure you could picket.
Yeah.
And for Marilyn and Susan to disagree with me. But we're not pulling guns on each other.
Yeah, right.
Unlike some of these other countries where they
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
And, you know, and when I hear, and I'll shut up now and turn it back to you. When you hear about families, and I've heard about this lately, because of the way they voted, they've been cut off from their grandkids.
Yep. Yep.
That, excuse me, has nothing to do with their loving, beautiful grandparents, and they love their grandchildren. Boom. They can't see them because they voted a certain way.
I've heard of that too.
That's why I talk about civil discourse all the time and the way we need to manage the way that we talk to each other. And unluckily, the world's not exactly like that right now.
Yeah.
You know, no, I mean, and it's at the political level as well, where they can't talk to each other. They lie to each other. They don't come to conclusions and follow up with each other.
When they reach out to each other, when the ones that do, all of a sudden they get attacked. It's, they get attacked by their own party.
Right.
You know, so anyway, okay, continue on.
Interesting world.
Sometimes a little too interesting.
So you
brought up the subject of why can't able-bodied people solve their own problems, basically.
Yeah.
There's a concept, and as I said on the break, I hope you managed to find the gentleman who wrote the book called Toxic Charity. He's in Reading.
I'll bring you a copy of it.
Great.
I have copies.
Okay.
And that's when you be of service, and I'm going to put quotations around service, to make yourself feel good.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's very different than being of service to meet a need. It's to make yourself feel good. I used to live on site where I worked in South Africa. The government would give condemned houses to nonprofits to be able to use because nobody could live in there. So that's where I stayed 3 months at a time. And it was okay. I mean,
did they want you to rehab the houses and all that?
Well, actually, what I did is I got grants to rehab the kitchen because I'd be cooking and there'd be rats running from outside into the baseboard right in front of my feet. Fortunately, I was not afraid of rats. We had a pet rat when my son was 13 or 14. But I think it might freak out most people. If it was a reptile, that I would have been on the next plane out of the country. But I got a grant to rehab the kitchen so that it was sanitary because we were serving food to vulnerable children and adults with HIV and stuff. You didn't want contaminated food, let alone me eating it. So I did do some of that.
I think your other guest is around. We'll bring her on. Bring her on right after the break. We only got a minute and a half to break.
Okay. So what happened was, I think it was a Nelson Mandela Day. It's a day of service where people are supposed to volunteer time to be of service. And we had some group come to our place, and they decided they were going to build our house. It had been a big old house. Well, they didn't have any ladders, and it was a two-story house. So they painted up to the top of the first floor. Number one, they never asked, do we want the house painted? Which we didn't. It didn't need to be painted. And number two, when they left rags, they left cigarette butts, they left a mess for us to clean up, and a half-painted house. And they felt so good about being of service.
Who was this?
Some nonprofit or church
out
group.
Out of the United States?
No, this was in South Africa, a local.
Oh, and local guys.
Yeah.
Well, if local guys want to do that and feel good about themselves.
Well, it's anywhere. It wouldn't matter where it was from.
When I see these things, when you build, we dug them a well. Well, couldn't they dig a well? I mean, it's just a well. I mean, if you can, if a bunch of white teenagers and church people can dig a well.
Well, the color is irrelevant, but if a bunch of able-bodied teenagers from somewhere else can do it, you can do it.
But what I'm saying is, but here it comes down, and whether you like it or not, this is the way I feel. You know, here comes the church, and it could be different colors, but you've got predominantly white people in there digging the well for people that could dig the well, mm-hmm. instead of them, that same group maybe working in a clinic helping out.
Yeah.
You know, it's exactly. those kind of things. And that's why I can't wait to see this book, Toxic
Charity.
Toxic Charity.
Because there's no needs assessment. When you don't do a needs assessment, it's like you're shooting, but you're aiming it not at the target.
Ready.
You're just somewhere else.
Ready, fire, aim.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, I mean, you can go in and see if people want a well. Now, I heard a story. I'm in Rotary, and this is something part of Rotary training in terms of being of assistance. Where someone came in and did a water supply, piping water into a village so the women wouldn't have to carry heavy buckets of water.
Yeah.
And then they never used it because the women got put out of a job. Their job was to carry water.
For hours each day.
Yeah.
And they got paid for it?
No. It's just
but that was
what
their
role.
Job.
They did.
That's their
it's
role.
What they did. They're,
so then they just,
they're
what,
part
rolled
of
around?
The community.
Yeah, they just kind
of
like set around. And,
well, it would be like somebody taking away your ability to be on the radio. That's your passion is what you do, is what you're associated with. And you don't have to do it anymore. And nobody asked you if you wanted to do it or not. And so that's the problem. There was
no
needs assessment.
We built sewers in Iraq for villages. Uh-huh. Same thing in Afghanistan. And there was no way of hooking them up. There was no place it was going to. Yep, we were building sewers there.
Yeah.
And it was like, excuse me, but now you're going to have to rehab everything because now you have to. It was just.
So that so you
it
made
was
the
one
point.
Of those things, they have all this money,
right?
And they have this ready, fire, aim.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And
so,
without really looking at things.
So you and I just made the point, and don't ready, fire, aim.
Yeah.
Do have the people involved who are beneficiaries. They might not want your help, but you feel good about it because you did something. That doesn't work.
Yeah. Or it says, you know what? That's that idea about piping water. You know, I'd rather you do this. With
exactly.
the same type,
exactly.
you know, with that, with your same enthusiasm, because we can use this.
That's exactly what I told the people who painted our place. I said, if you asked us, we would have told you we need food to feed these vulnerable kids in the after-school program.
Yeah.
You
know, instead, you painted half my house.
Right, and left a mess
left
for us
mess.
To clean up.
I want to make a 10-second comment. My dad worked for USAID in Africa, Chad, Botswana, Nigeria, Algeria, you know, several places, and I know that he would come home or he would be send me a letter. He didn't work in Africa when there were cell phones, but he would say, why the hell are we doing this project? You know, and where did this project come from? Others, he would say, we changed 100 people's lives today because of the project we did. So I too am critical about where money goes.
Well, see, that's the thing about everybody's coming. Oh, I'm sorry, go on.
Yeah, but we just need to think about these things a lot harder, not wipe them out, just think about them.
Well,
and not just
the,
think, but involve the beneficiaries.
Yeah.
But here's the other thing. So many billions, and I got to take a break, but so many billions of dollars being wasted out there. I mean, just being wasted. So you cut, you know, there's probably better ways of doing it, but okay, we're ending this funding. Now let the ones that we need, you know, people are fighting for them. Okay, let's do this, and this, and try and do away with waste. Because it doesn't do any good to spend billions of dollars in wasteful projects like painting half your house or putting in, you know, or doing circumcisions in some place in Africa and spending millions.
Sewer pipes to nowhere.
Or sewer pipes to nowhere.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Yes, and I got to get down there this week. I'm getting so shaggy that Linda was starting to scratch me behind the ears instead of Buford. It's a great barbershop. It's been around since 1960. It's been in the same location since 1967, Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. It's right across the parking lot from the old Lucky Millers, right there. Two great guys, Tim and Logan, they give great haircuts. It's not a hair salon, my friends. It's a barbershop. And I make an appointment by calling them at 530-244-9478. make an appointment, roll in, get your hair cut. You can hang around if you want to. You can get there early. They got a great selection of National Geographic and Car and Driver. That's about it. Oh, and golf magazines. And golf. And now there's some travel magazines in there, too. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect. When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Invest in your future today with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. Get job ready fast with one of our high demand career technical programs like nursing, heavy equipment, and welding. Or work on transferring to a CSU or UC with guarantee placement. Full-time students get 2 years tuition free. Summer session begins June 9th. Click or call 242-7650. Your success starts at Shasta College.
Gold Leaf Nursery is celebrating 50 years in business. Yep, 50 years. Seems like yesterday our nursery and landscape business was just a little seedling itself, but the truth is we've been serving Shasta County for 50 years, growing shrubs, trees, and veggie plants since 1975. It's the 50th anniversary sale now all through springtime. With all shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger, 30% off. We have a good selection of spring shade bloomers such as azaleas and camellias and many other sun blooming plants to enhance your landscape in those sunny locations in the yard. This is a perfect time of the year to start preparing your vegetable garden. We have organic soils and fertilizers, including a full line of John and Bob's Organics, and we carry non-GMO seeds. So rest assured, you can have a healthy planting crop in your vegetable garden. All shrubs and trees and ground covers 1 gallon or larger are 30% off. If you have not been to Gold Leaf Nursery, we invite you to check us out and see for yourself why we have so many customers tell us what a unique nursery we have. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and 1/4 mile from Airport Road.
Spring has sprung, and whether it's pollen, dust, dirt, or road grime, Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has you covered. They offer car wash packages starting at $11, which include the hand scrub pre-clean, a gentle automated pull-through wash, and a personal towel-dry exit. Save money, save water at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Experience glowing wild and illuminated Wildlife Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge and Turtle Bay Exploration Park in Redding, California. Open select nights April 4th through June 8th, 7 to 10 p.m. Featuring 10 acres of illuminated gardens filled with Asian lanterns inspired by plants and animals from around the world. Plus food, drinks, live performances on select nights, and much more. Don't miss Turtle Bay's Glowing Wild Lantern Festival at the Sundial Bridge. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Welcome back. 3-5 Radio here in the studios, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I've already apologized once. I think I'll apologize again for last Friday. We had a real problem with bandwidth that day, and I'm just blaming it totally on the carrier that I used because I've never had that problem before. So we're going to do some drastic steps this week to upgrade that. And but today we are broadcasting everywhere, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. It's going to be beautiful today with a high near 85 and a low around 54 today. Watch out for your wind gust. High is 80, No, I'm sorry, 20 miles per hour. Somebody sent one of our guys, Pat Karch. Did you see that? Did you see that text or that video he sent back?
Didn't see it.
In down in Texas, 90 mile an hour winds.
Yeah, I did see that.
90 mile an hour winds. Woo. Where they were at. Woo, doggy. Okay. Hey, I'm here with Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect, Susan Wilson and Marilyn Troggett. And now we've been joined by Miriam Kalmogo. Good morning, Miriam.
Good morning.
How are you?
Pretty good.
You got
nice
a big
to
event?
Be here.
You got a big event coming up. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, we do have a big event called Festaf, the Festival Taste of Africa. This will be the second time that we're having it. And we have extended it into like 2 days of free community events to accommodate some vendors coming from outside of the area. We also added a Dine Gala for people who want to have like a closer look not only to the festival but also to Reciproca, learn more about Reciproca, have questions.
What is Reciproca?
Reciproca is the nonprofit that works in cultural reciprocity. Why? Because we do feel bringing. It's like instead of just giving or just taking, we want to share our culture.
So are you focused primarily on Burkina Faso or?
No, for the event, this event we don't, it's not only on kind of like one country. Mm-hmm. It also will be a day where people will get to learn about all the nations that are represented here in Redding and actually Northern California, because it has grown. We've been approached by people from other areas saying, mm-hmm. like, you know, we want to have this. And we want to be part of this event. It turns out that it's the only event of the kind north of Oakland. There is one in Oakland. So we do have people even coming from there. We do have the Chico. Yeah. The Africans in Chico, which is a group, they would come and they would actually will be the one leading the mini film festival. So it's... all the countries represented in Shasta County will be
now.
People
probably don't have an idea how many cultures are represented in Shasta County, and I'm frankly tired of hearing about how Shasta County is, you know,
culture
just an
left.
All white area, and it's not. When all the different cultures we have here. So, can we talk a little bit about that? I mean,
yes.
Besides African culture, I mean, Persian, we've got everything here.
We do. We just had the multicultural event in Central Valley High School, and
yeah.
It was beautiful. We had a different cultures. We have dancers from India. We have the Aztec dancers. We have Japanese. It's really
Korean,
nice.
Korean, Thai.
Korean, yes.
I mean, you're talking about.
We
have a Ukrainian community.
We
here.
Do. Mm-hmm. We do. And that's one thing too. It's like what they say, every place you're gonna have people that would appreciate it and you're gonna have people who don't. I chose to make Reading my home.
Yes,
I
you did.
Came and I lived and I'm raising my family here. As many of the people that will be present at this festival. So it's also a way of like showing appreciation for the community that embraced us.
And you are
beautiful.
From
no,
you are,
that's beautiful.
And you right. are from Burkina Faso. You
yes,
mentioned
yes,
that. Yeah.
Yes, I am from Burkina Faso.
That's why I asked the question.
Yeah.
I went to this last year and helped serve food, and Susan and I will help serve food this time on Friday night. It was the most fantastic experience. You had dancers from Mali.
Yes.
Oh my God, you cannot sit or you can't sit through it. You stand up and you can't stand still.
Yes.
They are just. The performances that Miriam has rounded up are
yes.
worth going to just for that. And then the
and
food
the
from
food.
Every place.
And the food.
Yeah.
Yeah. Food from different areas of the...
I'm going to wear my rain slicker.
Okay.
So
okay.
I can just eat and let it slide
yeah.
off me.
Yeah.
You know,
yes.
If I get messy. But what you said, Miriam, was really beautiful. As you brought your family here to raise your family and the community embraced you. And which they have to many people.
Mm-hmm.
And
I remember
and I think
meeting
we
you,
need, you know,
the first time.
We need to, you know, kind of instead of saying how you see things about how backwards Shasta County is and knuckle draggers and all that, which I'm sure there are, you know, every county got that. But we are a very loving community. We're very much a giving community and very much an accepting community also. Mm-hmm. And that needs to get out there, mm-hmm. too. And it's events like yours that helps do that. Yeah. So we have to take a quick break, and we will be right back.
So...
I'm Jack Potter, Jr., Tribal Chairman for Redding Rancheria. We've proudly partnered with the Redding Rodeo Association for Native American Appreciation Night, opening on May 14th at 7 o'clock p.m. at the Redding Rodeo Grounds. As you know, our roots and hearts are here in this community, and are proud of this partnership. From grants to help local businesses and government, to making health care available to so many, to our own community events like the Stillwater Powwow that happens right here on this same land, Redding Rancheria is proud to play our part.
Sample great food and beverages from local restaurants, wineries, and breweries while listening to the Billies, Anna Jay, Soul Punch, Ashley Black, and the Liquid Amber Band. Enjoy fun with the family with Redding Balloons and Face Painting by Squishy Doodle. There will be fun for the entire family, so come down to the 18th annual Taste of Redding, Sunday, June 8th at the Sculpture Park at Redding City Hall. Find a complete list of events and purchase your tickets by visiting us online at tasteofredding.org.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Everybody has been dealing with the availability of homeowners insurance in Northern California. Companies not writing your home insurance anymore are leaving the state altogether. Siskiyou Insurance has hired a specialist specifically for dealing with a homeowners crisis here in Shasta County. He specializes in what the market is doing, coverages, and which companies may be able to help. Call Brian Dews at Siskiyou Insurance Services for your home or auto consultation. Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hey, Redding, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
I'm Nathan with the Redding Trail Alliance, and we're here at the Redding Bike Park. We just want to thank the Redding Rancheria for all the help they've given us over the years supporting the many projects we're doing for our community.
Hi, I'm Dan, and this is Donna, and we're with Wings of Angels.
And we'd like to thank the Redding Rancheria for their continued support over the years to our foundation.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Welcome back. Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR. The 19th of May, 8:50 in the morning, and it's running about, 60 degrees, 62 degrees out there. It's going to go up to 85 today. Hey, I got the question, and I've been remiss in the fact that Sue McClain is still here, but she's kind of here. She's on vacation, and that's why we're running the news the way we are in the morning. We're running national news because she's on vacation, and it's not even worth trying to train somebody to do it because nobody can do it as well as Sue McLean is. So I'm here, though, with Marilyn Troggett and Susan Wilson and Miriam Kamoko, who's putting on, she's the force behind the Fiestaf, A Taste of Africa. It's going to be happening this weekend, my friends. Now, Friday, May the 23rd, it's going to be at St. Joseph School. It's going to be fashion shows, drummers, bands, delicious African cuisine, all this stuff. And now that, you know, that's going to cost some money. And, you can get your tickets at, Taste of Africa?
Yes.
Taste of Africa at reciproka.org, which is reciproka.org. I'm sure you can just look it up. Is it on Facebook,
yes,
too?
Yes, it is, Miriam? On Facebook.
Okay. And then on Saturday at St. Joseph School, and this is all free, is dance classes, drumming classes, vendors, food, film festival. Yes. And then on Sunday, the 25th, this is going to be at 550 Cypress Avenue. And so where's that? That's right across from Crown Motors for Tony's Cars, and it's got that car wash right there. So a big place, and they're going to have lots of room there for Africa Day celebration, dancing and drumming, vendors, award-winning. Okay. Burkinabe. What is that? Burkinabe?
Oh, Burkinabe.
Burkinabe. What is that?
This is how they call people from Burkina Faso.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. Awards, all types of stuff. Now, Miriam.
Yes.
Need some sponsors. Excuse me. Is that right?
Yes. We do need some sponsors and volunteers. But, so if you have the time and you wanna volunteer, you can, can I give a phone number?
Sure. Of course you can.
If you have the time and you wanna volunteer or you wanna contribute financially, you can, text or call 530-227-1264. 530-227-1264. And that's also the number they sell for the, Taste of Africa.
Okay.
For the tickets. You can do the same way.
This is our second year you've been doing this.
This is the second year.
Last year was pretty darn successful.
Yes.
A lot of people there.
Yeah.
So, this is this weekend. A lot of people may be leaving the area. You know, it's a 3-day weekend because they don't really equate Memorial Day with, except it's a 3-day weekend. But if you're going to be around town, you know, some of this is free, but Friday night, you get a chance to have some great food and see some great entertainment. So, okay.
And
Marilyn, you've got an event coming up, too.
Yes, the weekend after. So that would be May 31st, June 1st, and it's online. My organization, One Future at a Time, is having a fundraiser. It's our annual online fundraiser, which is an auction. And we have gotten so many really wonderful items donated for it. Everything from artwork to golf at Gold Hills to bed and breakfast in Ashland. And you get from the Postal Service what's coming in the mail. I think I'm getting today 2 tickets to the Oregon Shakespeare Festival.
What's it called again? And where do I find it? Is it a website?
My website is onefutureatatime.com. You know, www.onefutureatatime.com. And on the events page, I will have what is being offered for bidding, and I haven't put it up yet. I have to work on that today. I want to get it up by the end of the day. Bidding instructions, and it will be totally online. So that weekend, the last weekend in May, I will be glued to my computer from 8 in the morning until 8 at night.
So it's you don't have it up yet, the auction?
No, I don't have it up
yet. Okay, but I'm looking at
website. You can look at what was last year. I left last year's up just so people could see what it is. There's a lot of similar things or same things. I have a lot of art pieces. A friend of mine crocheted this absolutely stunningly gorgeous Afghan that's almost well, it's like 68 by 68. The Whoa. Intricacy of this is just is gorgeous. Just various art pieces, ceramics, photo, framed photos of, you know, professional photos.
Yeah, you've got different you kinds get of a things. House concert.
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah. You can get one of two house concerts because.
And then a Tutti Flutti house concert?
Tutti Flutti. That's myself and my friend Terry Craig. Terry plays the flute and I play the Irish whistle. So that we came up with this crazy name. But we'll do a house concert of Celtic music. And I'm also in a klezmer band, which is traditional Eastern European Jewish music, and we will do a house concert, not with Terry, but with a different group, do a house concert for that. We also have a catered dinner for four by our board of directors. So there's just all kinds of things.
Yeah, Rare Air.
No, that was last year.
Yeah. I'm just talking about from last yeah, year. Uh-huh. Waterworks, cross-stitch art. Oh, yeah. A lot of nice stuff here.
Yeah, there will be. So the bidding is all online. You don't even have to go anywhere. If you go out of town, you can still get online and do it. And it supports the work that we do with giving people access to healthcare and education that would otherwise be unavailable or unaffordable in the countries that I work in, which okay. is South Africa, Uganda, Rwanda, and Liberia.
Is Donnie Chamberlain donating something?
Yes, she will. She and her sister donate a gourmet breakfast basket. Donnie is famous for her stuff.
Can you have her deliver it?
She might. Either she will or I will.
No, I think if I buy it, I'd like to have Donnie deliver it.
We'll see. We'll see. If you buy it, we'll work that out.
I'd like to have Donnie deliver it here at the station.
Ooh.
She's a good friend of mine. Let me just say, she's a good friend of mine.
Yeah. Just tell her, yeah, we'd have to. It serves 12. I could serve the whole staff. And
It would be fun, actually. A
couple of homeless people off the street.
Yeah.
So
I'll come.
I may just buy over the retail value just to have Donnie deliver it.
You know what? And if you guys can come up with a conversation that is as good as the conversations you and I have, it would be well worth it.
Yeah, you should explain to her I'm not an animal. Donnie and I used to be good friends. So. Anyway, okay, so that's coming up. So we'll give that some time and where people can go to.
Great.
These are some great, you know,
these are good events. These are really
great. Tongue in cheek about that, but these are some really cool things.
Yeah, there are.
That you have from last year, and I'm sure you're going to have a lot of the same ones.
A lot of it's the same and a few different things.
Right. But this weekend, we want to head on down to, was it St. Joseph School?
Yes. Central School on Gold Street.
On Gold Street. Yeah, that's right up from my house.
Yeah,
so that's not that far. And Friday is a gala, pre-festival gala with food and entertainment and all this. And we've got the two ladies here, Susan and Marilyn, are going to be serving along with other people. And then starting on Saturday down, again, at St. Joseph School, drumming, vendors, fashion, art, games, food, mini African film festival. And then Sunday, down there, right across from Crown Motors.
Yes.
It's going to be another African Day celebration, dance and drumming and vendors. I think it's going to be great.
Yeah.
Sounds like a lot of fun. It's free, too. So you can come up there and get acquainted a little bit with other cultures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the whole thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Come take some dance classes. Come learn some African dance and come learn traditional African dance.
And bring kids.
It's family friendly. Bring your kids to it and expose them to something maybe a little bit different than they'd see. I mean, you got rodeo one week and you got Taste of Africa the next. I love Reading.
Yeah. And one future at a time.
Online auction.
We'll talk about that. Just remind me about that because we'll push that thing out there too.
Okay.
Thanks. Well, thanks so much, ladies, for being with me today. Thank you, Miriam.
Our pleasure, always.
Marilyn and Susan. Yes. Yeah, you know what? You still haven't brought me in.
The one. The one wild liberal?
You still haven't brought him in.
Okay, I'm
no,
working
we
on
don't
it.
Know. We don't know who it is. We don't know who it is. It was Marilyn. She thought she was.
No. You're making up a good story here.
We'll never let the truth get in the way of a good story.
There you go.
Hey, okay. Thank you very much, ladies, for being here. Okay, hey, it's going to be a beautiful day, my friends.
Thank you, Miriam.
Tomorrow, I think we're going to have Reading Rancheria will join us, I believe. But don't hold me to it because my calendar is just, you know, I must just throw it out the window sometimes. Have a great day, my friends, and God bless America.
Thank you.
Well, I won't.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.